Yes, there's a certain tweet or Twitterati in the air which can only mean the return of Sean Defoe, and it feels like an age since we've had Sean Defoe on the show. God, that almost rhymes. I'm important. I didn't know it. Sean, how are you doing at all?
Not too bad, not too bad. I've decided, Ollie, that when it comes to the business end of the championship, that we're going to have to take a break from the segment because we took 3 weeks off and Waterford went and won a league. So I'm starting to see a correlation
there's
here.
There's a connection.
100%, 100%, yeah. My presence on Waterford Radio is what was holding us back all this time. Like, it must be.
We got there's Seamus Power and Augusta now today. I hope we haven't spoiled his chances already. Mind you, he's not starting until 10 to 6, so we'll say the best on that. Very quickly, welcome back to the Emerald Dial. You're away in Washington for St. Patrick's weekend and lots more besides moving around the place. What a strange time for starters.
Yeah, what a strange... Well, good to be back doing all these things again and international travel and all the rest of it. But yeah, like, it feels like an age ago already and it's only a couple of weeks and out in Washington, everything going well and then preparing to meet Joe Biden and suddenly the Taoiseach is struck down with COVID. It was the last two times that I've been at that particular event, Ollie. This time the Taoiseach got struck down with COVID and everything got shut down for the Paddy's Day. And the time before that, Donald Trump closed the borders while we were midway through the main, and the whole thing happened the next day with the Taoiseach, then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar closing the schools. So it's something about that event, that Ireland Funds dinner every Paddy's Day that's held in the States is cursed as well. Not just me cursing Waterford, but that cursing Taoiseach.
I hope that is the case. It's not just you, Sean, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, listen, some interesting things to talk about. What about that guy in Germany? We were all, of course, looking to get our COVID shots and all the rest of it and glad to do so, but 90 times he got 90 COVID shots.
This is, do you remember when there was a big talk around the time of the COVID passes and when we needed to get into places and it was all, even now it seems kind of bizarre, even though it's still in effect in some parts of the world. But there was obviously a lot of forging going on. And there were people doing it here as well, sort of backdoor COVID passes to get you in or digital COVID passes. But instead, like, this guy wanted to fake it so well that he actually got the vaccine 90 times himself, and each time he went, got a different vaccination number. He must have been changing names. I'm not exactly sure how he was doing it. And he was selling on all the fake documents. So they then had a real vaccine batch number. So someone who didn't want to get the jab was able to get this. And in Germany, I was in Berlin last month. They are a lot more strict than we ever were. You have to wear the higher grade masks everywhere you go. They are checking like assiduous. You could go into the biggest dive of a bar, and believe me, I went into some dive bars while I was there, and they were still checking your COVID cert and making sure that you had the booster and all this. Very, very strict. So this guy was trying to get around it by literally getting the real deal. No real evidence so far in the reports as to what those 90 jabs, now that he's been caught by the police, whether they've had any sort of an impact on him. He hasn't grown any extra limbs or anything like that, so far at least. But I can't imagine getting 90 doses of a vaccine would be particularly good for you. We'll wait and see how that unfolds.
He's going to have to donate his body to science, simple as that. The other interesting story we're looking at...
Maybe he could do that instead of going to jail, you never know. Yeah,
well, indeed, Sean, it might be an option. The other interesting story we were looking at was, of course, the Owl Census, and that last Sunday night had to be filled out. I must say, I didn't do mine. My good lady wife was the progrower of that, and she does a fine old job on it, but there was a certain section on it, Sean, this time around, which wasn't there before.
Can I just out myself first? I am a census nerd. I love the census. I'm just fascinated by it, especially because I'm a journalist and because
you're
always trying
now
to dig out data. Oh, it's all about the data. It's all about that. When you're trying to dig out stuff for a story and say, well, how many one-armed people are there? How many this, that, the other? And all the data we've had so far was from 2016, and you're looking at it now writing stories in 2020 and 2021, totally out of date. So I love the census and can't wait to get the numbers back and see how Ireland is changing.
Yeah.
Incidentally, to go with my day job, it's probably going to mean about 10 or 12 extra TDs, because there's this bit in the Constitution where there has to be a TD for every 30,000 people, and the population is going to probably go up so much in the census.
Gotcha.
Has gone up so much in the last 5 years,
yeah,
that 10 more TDs are going to be getting jobs, so watch that space. But yeah, the time capsule section, I have to admit, we filled out everything in the census. Our enumerator hasn't been back to check it out. That is the one blank box we have, because I'm having major writer's block. I don't know what I want to write that can, you know, will be repeated back 100 years, long after I'm in the grave, to do it. Did you put something in yourself?
I feel better now. No, I was, you know what it is, I was kind of wickedly busy and I just did the needful that needed to be done, let's just say.
A lot of people have been very creative with it. Like, there's one person put down, these were all up on Twitter, but can you check if my lotto numbers ever came in and put down the ones ones they've been doing every week. A lot of have Waterford won an All-Ireland yet, have Mayo won an All-Ireland yet, a lot of those being put in. So one where they put a sketch of their dog and said Darcy, Maltese mixed age 8, and paw prints, got the dog to like print the paw in a bit of ink. Someone accidentally put their cup of tea on the census while they were doing it, left a big ring on the thing, and they just actually made it into a footnote. Cup of Barry's tea on April 3rd, 2022. all these kind of things. Have they started building the Dublin Metro yet? I hope Pokemon is still around. Here's my favourite Pokemon. All this sort of stuff. Yeah. Another really creative one. One woman actually wrote a song and transcribed the notes into it. So it's something, I think that's just a brilliant idea, because it's only a little half page, it's a small box or whatever, but that's something that could, in theory, be played again in 100 years' time. Indeed. That might just have gone totally under the radar, and suddenly this music is sort of reborn. So I feel very lazy that I can't think of anything, but my writer's block is still there.
My God, Sean, it left us both in the shade, I think. Listen, great to have you back. Great to be talking to you. Have a great rest of week. All right, thanks so much, Sean.
And you, enjoy it. See you later.
Bye-bye.